ready for today's Super Bardo Jackpot drawing. Come on, Calo! And round and round. No refunds. Force majeure. Read the back of your ticket.
$900. Well, we'll have to dip into the retirement fund again. Oh, nuts. Hello? China? Little help?
Well, I never thought it would come to this. But I guess we'll have to sell Grandma's Civil War doll.
Oh, Mom, are you sure you want to sell a family heirloom to pay the gas bill? I mean, what would your grandma say?
I'm sure she'd be proud that her descendants had piping hot tap water and plenty of warm, dry underwear.
That is so true.
These campaign buttons are all partisan. Don't you have any neutral ones? May the better man win, let's have a good, clean election, that sort of thing?
No, but we do have some old shirt buttons. They're kind of kooky and fun.
Missy, you just talked yourself right out of a sale.
Hey, Lise, check it out. Pogo stilts. These were banned in all 50 states.
Oh! Oh! What happened?
Wow, an actual robot from the movie Clank Clank, you're dead.
Oh, think of how awful it would be for the poor midget inside.
Oh, boo-hoo. That's what they get paid for.
Oh, look! Look, a TV guide owned by Jackie O!
Oh, you should see the crossword puzzle. She thought that Mindy lived with Mark.
Give her a break. Her husband was killed.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that awful? Hi, I'm John. Can I help you with anything?
Yes, I have something that I'd like to sell.
Please tell me it's your hair.
No. It's an heirloom my grandmother passed down to me. A very rare old figurine from the Civil War.
Please don't construe our ownership of this as an endorsement of slavery.
Well, see, here's the thing on this. It's a Johnny Reb bottle, early 1970s. One of the J&R Whiskey Liquor Lads. Two books of green stamps, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It's a very, very old figurine.
No, it's a liquor bottle. See? Ah, that'll make your bull run.
Well, I guess it'll always be a monument to Grandma's secret drinking problem.
Okay, so maybe that thing's a hunk of junk, but look at what you're selling. $50 for a toy? No kid is worth that.
Oh, but this is the Rex Mars Atomic Discombobulator. Don't you just love the graphics on this box?
No. How can you love a box or a toy or graphics? You're a grown man.
It's camp! The tragically ludicrous? The ludicrously tragic?
Oh, yeah, like when a clown dies.
Well, sort of, but I mean more like inflatable furniture, or Last Supper TV trays, or even this bowling shirt. Can you believe somebody gave this to Goodwill?
And that kind of stuff is worth money?
Boy, howdy.
Man, you should come over to our place. It's full of valuable, worthless crap.
Well, if you're inviting me over...
I practically insist. Shall we say 5 o'clock? The snacking hour?
My heart is palpitating. Woo-hoo!
Pimento nose, and voila! Mommy's patented Happy Cracker snack platter.
Ding dong! Classic. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it? Oh, man, you weren't kidding about this place. Well, I just love it.
Do I know you?
Oh, the color scheme and the rabbit ears! And the 2.3 children. I mean, where's the high C?
High C and flipper nutters.
Oh, and pearls on a little girl. It's a fairy tale. Oh, I've got the exact same curtains, only in my bathroom. Didn't you just die when you found these?
Not really. They just had corn on them. Kitchen? Corn?
Oh.
Ow! Why, you little...
Dad! Company!
Oh, I'll just be another minute, John. Have a seat. So, do those records have camp value?
Everything here does. You yourself are worth a bundle, Homer. Why, I could wrap a bow around you and slap on a price tag. Come on, Homer. Join the party.
Mom, John loves Itchy and Scratchy as much as we do. Maybe more.
Yeah, and he collects toy robots.
He is quite a charmer. Your father's certainly taken a shine to him.
Oh, Homer, you are the living end. Oh!
That John is the greatest guy in the world. We gotta have him and his wife over for drinks sometime.
I don't think he's married, Homer.
Oh, a swinging bachelor, eh? Well, there's lots of foxy ladies out there.
Homer, didn't John seem a little festive to you?
Couldn't agree more. Happy as a clam.
He prefers the company of men.
Who doesn't?
Homer, listen carefully. John is a homo...
Right.
...sexual.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I dance with a gay. Marge, Lisa, promise me you won't tell anyone. Promise me.
You're being ridiculous.
Am I, Marge? Am I? Thinking of property values. Now we can never say only straight people have been in his house.
I'm very sorry you feel that way, because John invited us all out for a drive today, and we're going.
Whoa, not me. And not because John's gay, but because he's a sneak. He should at least have the good taste to mince around and let everyone know that he's that way.
What on earth are you talking about?
You know me, Marge. I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming. Zap!
Homer, at least come out and say hello.
No.
Oh, come on.
No. Oh, no.
You liked John this morning.
No, I'm not setting foot outside his house until that man is gone.
Oh, Dad, you are the living end. Hey, where'd that cool, creepy Santa come from?
Japan. Except over there, they call him Annual Gift Man, and he lives on the moon. And that's where Kent Brockman was caught cheating in the Springfield Marathon.
Ooh.
And there's where Lupe Velez bought the toilet she drowned in.
Ooh.
That was a killer tour, man.
I never realized how many celebrities humiliated themselves right in our own backyard.
This is a sordid little burg, isn't it? Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
John!
Waylon! I'd like you to meet the Simpsons.
I know the Simpsons. So this is your sick mother?
Don't do this to me, Waylon.
How'd it go? Tell me everything that happened. He didn't give you gay, did he? Did he?
Oh, jeez Louise, you don't even know what you're worried about anymore. John's a witty, urbane person.
Oh, and I'm not.
Hey, Dad, look what I got. Zap! 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 Zap!
Bart, where'd you get that shirt?
I don't know. Came out of the closet.
I hope you all saved room, because I made your favorite dessert. Store-bought snack cakes. Both kinds. Homie, I can hear you chewing on your pillow. What's wrong?
Marge, the boy was wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
So?
There's only two kinds of guys who wear those shirts. Gay guys and big fat party animals. And Bart doesn't look like a big fat party animal to me.
So if you wore a Hawaiian shirt, it wouldn't be gay.
Right. Thank you. I hope you realize this is all your fault. I mean, do you have to be so effeminate around a boy?
Homer, I don't think there's a problem with Bart. But if there is, it's probably because you're not spending any time with him. Good night.
All right, boy, come on. Today we're going to...
And Helen Lovejoy, sure, she looks blonde, but I've heard cuffs and collar don't match if you get my drift.
I don't, but I loved hearing it.
You! I should have known.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
Homer, John brought us cactus candy.
Look, John, you seem like a perfectly nice guy and all. Just stay the hell away from my family.
Well, now you don't get any candy. No, that's cruel. Take a teensy piece.
No.
Homer, what have you got against gays?
You know, it's not usual. If there was a law, it would be against it.
Oh, Homer, please, you're embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not, Marge. They're embarrassing me. They're embarrassing America. They turned the Navy into a floating joke. They ruined all our best names like Bruce and Lance and Julian. Those were the toughest names we had. Now they're just... you...
queer?
Yeah, and that's another thing. I resent you people using that word. That's our word for making fun of you. We need it. Well, I'm taking back our word, and I'm taking back my son. Don't worry, boy. We're going to set you straight. By tomorrow morning, you'll be a regular Burt Reynolds.
What are you talking about, Homer? Where are we going?
Just a couple of good old-fashioned manly places. Father and son. You're leaving the arm there too long. You want to make it worse? No, no, he'll know you're on to him. Quick, shake his hand. Just remember, son, whatever happens, I'll always love you. As a father. A father. Regular father. Whew.
What am I supposed to do here?
Nothing, just sit. I'll be back. Well, it's been 2 hours. How do you feel?
I don't know. I kind of want a cigarette.
That's a good start. Let's get you a pack. What's your brand?
Anything Slim.
Okay, that didn't work. But I know something that will. Bart, I want you to shake hands with... what's your name, fella?
Roscoe.
Roscoe here runs this mill. He's going to show us around and let you get a first-hand look at real all-American Joes doing what they do best.
Why the hell would I want to see that?
You'll thank me on your wedding night.
Hey, listen up. I want all of you to say hello to the Simpsons.
Hello!
Has the whole world gone insane?
Stand still. There's a spark in your hair.
Get it. Hot stuff coming through.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know. This is a nightmare. You're all sick.
Oh, be nice.
Oh, my son doesn't stand a chance. The whole world's gone gay. Oh, my God. What's happening now?
We work hard. We play hard.
Entire steel mill was gay.
Where you been, Homer? Entire steel industry's gay. Yeah, aerospace, too, and the railroads. And you know what else? Broadway.
Yeah, I always saw Bart grow up to be just like us. What happened?
Ah, oh, it ain't no mystery. Whole modern world's got a swishifying effect on kids today. And their MTVs and their diet sodas ain't gonna set them straight, neither. You gotta do it yourself, Homer, and you gotta do it fast.
But what would turn Bart into a man fast? You have to think for me!
Well, let's see now. Time was you send a boy off to war. Shooting a man fix him right up. But there's not even any wars no more, thank you very much, Warren Christopher.
Hey, better yet, Bart could shoot a deer. That's like shooting a beautiful man.
Hey, he's right, Homer. After the boy bags a deer, all the diet sodas in the world won't turn him back. Then you just sit back and watch the grandkids roll in.
Hunting, eh? Stand aside, Marge. I'm taking the boy deer hunting. He's going to grow up straight for once.
What? You never went hunting before, and you're perfectly straight.
Oh, yeah? How long since you've had a baby?
But, Dad, it's barbaric. How does killing a deer make you more of a man?
It just does. Name me one gay Indian.
Uh-oh. Something's gonna die.
Butt out, Budinsky. What would you know about hunting?
I know this much. I wouldn't wear that hideous hat. Here, take this one. It was worn by Yale Summers in Daktari.
Hang on to it, toy boy. You might need it when it starts raining naked ladies.
Today, you're gonna be a man, Bart.
You guys gonna teach me to drive?
Oh, yeah, let a twinkle toes drive Betsy right.
Hey, no, boy. You can't drive. You're only 10. You're going hunting.
You ever been hunting before there, Barty?
Nope. Something about a bunch of guys alone together in the woods. Seems kind of gay.
That is a very immature attitude, young man.
Remember, guys, the truck only holds 6 carcasses, so don't shoot nothing but trophy bucks, huh?
We should have just stayed at the bar and shot some rats.
Hey, those ain't your rats, Bart. Homie, you ready to call it quits?
Well, but... wait a minute. Bart's not fixed yet. He hasn't even...
Homer.
Oh.
Come on, don't take it so hard, Homer. Still got that other kid, Lisa. Let's take her out hunting tomorrow. Make her into a man.
Oh, she'd never go. She's a vegetarian.
Oh, jeez, Homer, jeez. You and Marge ain't cousins, are you?
No. This whole thing is my fault. I've been a lousy dad.
Cheer up, Homer. Christmas is coming early this year.
Did he say where they were going?
No, they were just going to find a deer and make Bart shoot it.
Deer? Not around here. They all migrated north from the state park converted to AstroTurf.
But if there's no deer out there, then what are they hunting?
Well, the only thing around here that's even close to deer is...
Hey, boy, wake up. Your old man found some deer.
Huh? You did? Wait, man, those are reindeer.
Yeah, and it's your shot, son.
What? I'm not gonna shoot a reindeer in a pen.
Come on, Bart, be a sport and kill Blitzen, okay?
Dad!
Aw, oh, criminy, here come the waterworks.
Bart, I'm gonna turn my back, and when I turn around, I wanna see a whole pile of dead reindeer. Head away, son. You made your old man proud.
I didn't do anything.
Hey, they're going nuts, like in those nature films.
Must be mating season.
Dad, I'm scared.
Me too, son.
Protect yourself!
Son, there comes a time in every father's life when he must...
Dad, are you hurt?
Just my bones and organs. What the... Bart! Look! It's Santa Claus!
Whoa, it's Santa all right. And he is kicking ass.
It's a miracle!
No, Ultra Suede is a miracle. This is just good timing.
Honey, I'm so glad you're safe. You feel softer than before.
I've been tenderized.
How'd you know that thing would work?
Well, the sound is just brutal, and I figured reindeer would naturally be afraid of their cruel master Santa Claus. I mean, wouldn't you be?
Is it okay to come out now, Mr. Gay Man, sir?
I'll do anything you say. Anything.
Mo, we were saved by a sissy.
Yeah, we'll never live it down. Oh, boy, it looks like it's suicide again for me.
Hey, we owe this guy, and I don't want you calling him a sissy. This guy's a brute, and a... No, wait, queer. That's what you like to be called, right?
Well, that or John.
This is about as tolerant as Dad gets, so you should be flattered.
Great. Well, Homer, I won your respect, and all I had to do was save your life. Now, if every gay man could just do the same, you'd be set.
Amen to that. You know, Bart, maybe it's just the concussion talking, but any way you choose to live your life is okay with me.
Huh? He thinks you're gay.
He thinks I'm gay?
With the bass, pajamas live in the best, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys. Grab a girl, don't wait, make the twirl. It's your world, and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So, yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live, and I will do this too. Party people in the house, move.